Coach, what does reaching the quarterfinals of an Olympic Games mean to Slovenia?
It's a huge thing for sure for us and for those players. So before the tournament starts, we had our goals, you know, to win maybe the game, and you know, at the end up now we won already two. So it's huge for these players, and I can't find the words right now, but it's really nice.
The statistic, I think, is that one in six registered players was available to the or was picked for the national team. That's some achievement, isn't it, to do what you've done in this tournament?
Yeah, our depth is not really big, so we know what we have. You know, we need to stay healthy, everyone. We need each of these guys on the ice. So, like I said, yeah, right now we are healthy. We can play, you know, because those guys, they mostly play abroad. You know, they are not the home players in the team, so they need to fight for their spots every single day. So that's build up their hockey sense, you know, working ethic and everything. So I think there is the reason.
I was in Slovenia in 2001 when Great Britain were competing with Slovenia for promotion.
Yeah.
In that time, Great Britain have been relegated. Mm-hmm. You're here in the quarterfinals of an Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. What advice can you give to the British program as to how they develop and how they move forward?
I don't know in England, but I know that in Slovenia we have a lot of young kids who wants to play hockey. The luck of everything is we don't have enough ice rinks. So the message I told our Slovenian media is, you know, that people should do something and not just, you know, when the results are nice, you know, talking to us and congratulate us and this kind. You know, we need some more ice rinks so the kids can go there, can practice, can play. I think the same is in Britain, you know. If you will have like a lot of kids starting, you know, then you can build up the something. Otherwise, it's really tough.
You've got 7 ice rinks right now. How many more do you need?
At least 5, because you know, like I said, we are we are a country where the kids want to play hockey, so they need to get somewhere. You know, we need some more ice sheets, and so the kids gonna start playing, and after years, we're gonna have more good players. I'm sure for that.
You've got 2 boys that play, one of them here, he's led by example. How proud of you of what your son's been able to do and help lead his country?
Yeah, I'm glad because you mentioned both of, you know, because I have 2 sons and, you know, I really love both of them because they're great persons, and Gašper had bad luck this year with the team, didn't play enough, and I couldn't call him, otherwise he would be here too. But that's how it is sometimes in sport. He's young.
How hard was that for you?
It was hard, yeah, I must say that. It was really hard, but you know, in one hand is nation, and on the other hand is, you know, side of the parents' side. Mm. So, you know, it was hard, and you know, I still miss him here somehow, but you know, that's it. Some other guys, they deserve it a little bit more, so that's the reason why they are here.
What about the way that you're playing? You play very disciplined. You play with a smile as a team as well. Is that important that you're able to play like that?
We need to be disciplined, yeah. That's the way we want. You know, we cannot chase those guys all over the ice, but we need to stick together all the time and, you know, minimize our mistakes.
Who's the player you fear on that Swedish side?
Oh, all the team. They're a tough team, you know, to play against. But we will try to be competitive team against them too.
Carlson, is he the one that's been the most impressive player so far?
Oh, he's really impressive, yeah. Not just here, I'm watching him playing for Ottawa. He's, you know, really great puck-moving defenseman, you know. He's got skating abilities and everything, you know. He's a complete package, but not just him. All 25 guys are really good players, so it's going to be tough.
Good luck. I hope you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.